this week's parsha, Parshas Nesor, we have the parsha of Soito. And after the parsha of Soito, we have the parsha of Nozir. Chazal tell us, Lomo nismecho parshas Nozir le parsha Soito. On Soito Dav Beis, Shemisharo Soito bekilkulo Yazir Atzmi min hayayim. And the Shaila is, Mishero Soito bekilkulo Yazir Atzmi min hayayim. You see a Soito bekilkulo, keep away from wine. The famous kasha is, what is the problem? The guy goes to Beis Hamikdash. You see, they bring this lady, they're running around with her. They say she messed up. They give her to drink this water and she blows up. The kesubah, yeah? If you would ask me, I'll do fakert. If I hear the soito, I'll take all the teenagers from the street. I'll bring them to Beis Hamikdash to see what happens to a person that does it. Tomorrow, everyone will be by the children. Chazal said, no, no, no. If you see Saita Bekilkula, quick, stop to drink wine. Because you know these things happen from wine. And you're the next one in line. What? The Torah is Megalitos, a Givaldik Echidush. When a person sees a Saita Bekilkula, even that he sees that she's punished, Aveira becomes cold by him. He's the next one to do it. It doesn't make a difference how much she's suffering. The Aveira becomes... Chazal tell us an Amalek. Moshe Klal Yisrael, why we chase Amalek? One of the reasons. Moshe Lam Bat Yeroi Tachas. Everyone was scared to go in. He got burned. Bubbles all over, blisters all over. Kirasan Batya. People already jump in. And there's the Metzius. One does it, everyone do it, does it after it. People don't understand. People ask the question, what is the problem if I have a dirty newspaper? You know what is a dirty newspaper? It's ro soito sheloi bekilkulo. You read the story and the guy was not happy yet. We did 7 stories and the FBI is looking for him. So what is it? It's ro soito sheloi bekilkulo. Person sees the internet. What is it? Soito sheloi bekilkulo. I don't know if Shaykh is this. I'm just checking how bad is the world, yeah? He's the next one to do that thing. He's the next one to do that Aveira. I heard from a Blaib Govitz that he was the Rebbe Gizok. Moses, Lomo Nishmecho Parsha Soito Le Parsha Snozir. Shimro Soito Bekilkulo Yazir Atzmi Min Hayayim. When you open the Shas, Nozir is before Soito. The Dorim, Nozir, and then Soito. The Gemara says, either the Tone and the Dorim, Tone and Nozir. But the Maise, the Seder HaShas, is Nozir and then Soito. So, in the Torah, Ro Soito Bekilkulo Yazir Atzmi Min Hayayim. But in the Rabbonon, you stop to drink the wine before you come to become to see the Soito. Chazal make a gedder. So you have to not. A person has a treifa fall in his hands. He has the Soito. You have to get rid of the phone before you see the Soito Bekilkula. You have to be careful. Because Ro Soito Bekilkula, you're the next one to do the Aveira. You're the next one. This is the Teva of the people. When you see a Soito Bekilkula, you're the one to do the Aveira. You're the next one in life. Pasuk says, when the Pasuk brings down the parsha of Nozir, איש כי אף לי לינדר נדר נוזיר להזיר להשם. פיימס גמורה, וגמורה says, אומר רב שימן, גמורה נדורים, מאוילום לא יאכלתי מחטוס נוזיר. Why? Because כשהם חויטים הם נויזרים, and then they change their mind. חוץ מנוזיר איכו, שבמחס בו נוזיר שבדורי. סאוירויס אוף סדורויס לא יטלטלים. Beautiful here. אמרתי לו, בני, מה רואיסו להשחי סאור? You look so nice, now you're nozir, you shave. מה רואיסו להשחי סאור חוזה היופה? אמר, רואה רואיסי לאבו. אבו זה שפר. פעם אחת הלכתי לראות מן המים, I went in the well, ונסתכלתי בבבוע שלי. I saw my own picture, a reflection in the water. פה חזו ליצרי וביקש לתורדני מן האוילו. אמרתי לו, ראשו, לא מעטו מסגוי בדובר שאינו שלחו, בדובר שהוא עושה לי עשרימו וסוילר. ואבוי דו שהגליך חול השמיים. ראשו לא מעטו מסגוי בדובר שאינו שלחו, בדובר שהוא עושה לי עשרימו וסוילר. האבוי דו שבוע שהגליך חול השמיים. מיד נושקתי לו על רוי שאמרתי לו, בני הולך אומר הכוסוף, איש כי אידר נדר נוזיר להזיר להשם. So try to think what happened by נוזיר שבדורים. נוזיר שבדורים, he never saw his own picture. פעם אחת, חזר סייב פולד את הנוי, הולכתי לירויס, I went to take my the sheep, and I came to the water, ונסתכלתי בבבוע שלי, I saw my own picture. פה חזו ליצרי וביקש לתורדני מן האויל. What did he need to hold it all in? Go out? I never saw himself, he just sees himself ready, he's now off the dead. The Yitzhak told him, look, you look so pretty, you put together, you have some animals on your shirts, you know, you look like a match, yeah? Your hair stands up, you know, you look good. Pochazo la Yitzri vebikesh le tordeini, but I heard what he wants. He wants me first to tell me I'm pretty, tomorrow to tell me to do this, tomorrow to tell me to do this, till he will tell me to letordeini min ha'oilo. Miyad, amarti, avoido shagalecha chol ha'shomayim. What was the secret of the nozir shebadorim? The secret of the nozir shebadorim was when the Yitzhorik came over to him. I said, Alam of the Bochim, what if Chas v'Shalom now, five people will come with guns, they'll tell us we have to shmat. It's not the shooting us. All of us will say, Shum Pani Vayifin, Vayisal Nefesh, right? They told us, you can never learn Torah anymore. We'll hide in caves and we'll learn. But when he tells you why, you know, the Yitzhorik wants to kill you. But when he tells you, go shvuas to eat by someone that eats till 1 o'clock, and then you come yeshiva at 2 o'clock, and then 3 o'clock you go to the kaisel, you don't realize that he wants you to go off the derech. You think that he's telling you it's a mitzvah to eat cheesecake. You think he's telling you it's a mitzvah not to eat in yeshiva because maybe you will not have oinig yontif. So the Shabbos you eat over 5 hours, Shabbos there another 5 hours. Some guy do the tzufas in the sudas, yeah? Ratzufas, big sudas, ratzufas. Forget about Chas v'Shalom, couples and these achim, these places. But this would be so hungry. But if you would realize what he wants, he's not making you hungry for a cheesecake. He wants you to not to become a Talmid Chochem. He knows you have potential to be a Talmid Chochem. He's putting in your head this. This is what he's putting in your head. He's putting in your head this shtusim. The Nozer Shebadorim heard when he told Pochazol Yitzri veBikesh leTordeini min Oyvim. He wants me not to be in Gan Eden. This is the game. To be or not to be. If a person realizes he has two options, to be or not to be, he manages to fight. we don't realize when the Yetzer Hara comes. No! This Friday, instead of chasing my brother, play a ball, yeah? We don't realize, you know, other God Ladov, other Gomish. This is the fight. I said over a couple of times, I said over again. Famous Maisa, I saw written down from the daughter of the Chofetz Chaim. She was by her father. Chofetz Chaim was very poor. So for breakfast, his wife would bring him a piece of bread with a cup of tea. They couldn't afford a regular bread. They bought from the baker the bread that was left over from yesterday, was half price. And then they had the, even that was even cheaper, he had the loaves of bread. And then he had the breads that broke. And nowadays, you know, it's not like today, everything is factory. Some of the bread just broke. So like it was old bread pieces that were like, one day, there was not enough money in the house. They couldn't even afford that bread. So his wife was serving him a cup of tea without the bread. She was walking in with a cup of tea and her eyes were teary. This is what she's serving the Chofetz Chaim, a cup of tea without a piece of bread to put inside. The daughter said, you could have felt the tension in the ear. So she's bringing a cup of tea, putting the bread inside, no bread. And the daughter's in the room there. It's quiet. And she hears a bang. Ich weiß was du willst. I know what you want. Du willst Yisrael Meir will nicht lernen, Teyre. You want Chofetz Chaim not to learn. Yisrael Meir will ja lernen, Teyre. It's quiet. Ich weiß was du willst. I know what you want, the Yetzer Hara, that you're making me to starve now and my wife can't even serve me breakfast. Du willst Yisrael Meir will nicht sein, a Gott Lado. Yisrael Meir will ja sein, a Gott Lado. And this is the way the Chofetz Chaim won the case, and he became a Gott Lado. There was no food in the house. It's not that he wants me to be poor. He wants me not to make it. It's to be or not to be. The koyach of the Nazirus is Nazir Shabbatorim Pochaz Ola Yitzri Vemikesh Letordeinim in Oilu. The person won't realize when his nisyonos come. The person won't realize when his nisyonos comes. The war is Letordeinim in Oilu. This is what he wants. I will not let him. I will not let him. So you will win. So you will win. Remember this. Remember this cloud. I want to say over a beautiful vote for my shver. It's such a nice vote. Tif. Meshechoch mez oimen. It says in the Nozir. V'zois perek dvov posuk yud gimel. Listen good, it's a givaldik evolved, it's kedai to know it. V'zois toiras anozir b'yoin melois yemei nizroi. This is the parsha what the nozir has to do in the day that he finishes the nizroi. Yovi oisoi el pesach oy el moyet. Again, perek dvov posuk yud gimel. Chumash kedai to look inside. וזויס תוירס הנוזיר ביום מלויס ימי ניזוי יובי אויסוי אל פסח אוי אל מוי. We'll try to art school it. וזויס תוירס הנוזיר ביום מלויס ימי ניזוי. This is what the Nozir does on the day that he finishes the Nazirus. יובי אויסוי אל פסח אוי אל מוי. Who he brings? So who he brings? יובי אויסוי אל פסח אוי אל מוי. Who? Rashi says, "Oisoy es atzmoy." V'zois teiras anozir b'mlois yemei nizroi yovi oisoy. Rashi, yovi es atzmoy. Echod mishloisho esim shoyer Rabbi Shmuel doyresh kayoytze boy. V'heisi oisoy mavoin oshmo es atzmoy. Vayik boir oisoi bagay hu kovar es atzmai. Das ist frie. Amod na losch. Und bei joim, bezei ist der Rassanozir, bei joim Elois Nisroi, Yovi oisoi. He brings himself. So Yovoi. So the Meshechochma stands in it. The Meshechochma says that the Nozir Be'etzem, he says, why Hashem doesn't say how much many Nezirus you have to have? Moses says, Tam Nezirus Shloi Shim Yoy. Because Be'etzem, Zog Nesbona, the Iker of Nezirus is to break the tithes, to make yourself ready to Hashem. Every person has his days, how much he needs. So the Meshechochma says, what is Yovi Yoy? So he looks on himself from outside, changes himself. But he doesn't answer the other two. We see oysom of in Ashma when a person eats truma. Vayikbo oysoi bagay, Moshe buried himself. Vayikbo oysoi. He brings that like this. The Mishnah Chochma says, it says, Ochor vekedem tzartani. A person was really born before everyone else. Ruach Elokim Merachefes is the Neshames. But in the Briah, a person was born Friday. Now, around now we were born. Created. After the bugs were created, the mosquitoes. We're the last ones in life. Chazal say, Im Zocho, we tell them, Ato Kodamto Lemaise Bereishis. Shilshul was these bugs that grow in the sewer. Well, that just like move, you know, the lowest kind of animals that exist. What is that? A person b'etzim has two parts of him. It's the Ruach Elokim, the special part of him, and it's the cheap part of him. The choshev part of him, he's the first one for the bria. The body is the lowest part. A person that is zoicha and behaves like he has to behave, he's totally in his neshama. A person that behaves not like he has to behave, he's the lower from an animal. When a person shem yodim yodim ad lemato. So, when he behaves like an animal, he's worse than an animal. So, Moshe Rabbeinu, when a person goes in his life and he thinks on himself, who is himself? I'm on the question, who is me? What a question, the more question, who I am? Who I am? So, a person that is a mind understands, I'm a Ruach Elokim. I have to work it out here. I have to play a game. So I heard once a Givaldik Moshe. Moshe is so good, it's a Poshto Moshe. Yeah? You take 50 people against 50 people and they have to play games. And not today, the whole world is gebayt of them. Yeah? I think now they do it in France and every different place. And everyone plays together and then they give them like different coins and they're happy. Yeah? This is the whole world does that. So you take 50 people, they have to play. Now everyone, they take the different, you know, Game Boy and they have to play the game. Who will win? One has to play against monsters, yeah. One has to play against snakes. One has to run a car not to get bumped. Yeah, everyone. So the one that's playing against monsters, he's crying, going, monsters around me. This is the game. The other guy plays with snakes, he life with snakes. We're 50 players against 50 players. Everyone got a game to play. But it's snakes, but it's monsters. The other guy has flowers. He has to pick flowers and quick put them in a place in a basket, yeah? So, my life is more miserable from his life? No, I'm asking. But by my life, boom, it blows up every 2 minutes. There it is, the flowers just fall down, yeah? Doesn't make a difference. It's a game. The Balmaila looks on life, I'm a neshama that has to come back to the Shamayim full with Torah to Hashem. Now it's the game. That guy has a game of flowers. He has so much money. This is the game he's playing. I have a game, monsters. It's a game. you're right, when you're in the game, you think that it's very, but it's a game. It's not real. No shaykh is the real, it's a game. It's a dream. If a guy will cry, oy, I was eaten up by the lion 50 times. that is your game. No shaykh is you. You're not eaten by the lion. You're the person that has the game. You're one of the 50 players that you managed to get to the top. You know how much took till you got to the top? And now, man, this is the Baal Ma'ir. The person that is low, he feels his mama, she's in the game. This guy is crying, the monsters are eating him. He's so happy in his game, he's throwing flowers all over. Again, it could be the game, you know, when you play the game of the monster, you get much more points for getting to the top. Yeah? Moshe Rabbeinu looked at his body, that is the game. So when he came to his madrege, he took his body and he buried it. Who is him? Him is Moshe. The Nazir, after the Nazirus, takes his body, brings it to Beis HaMikdash to make a korban. The Nazirus makes him to be above his tithes. The Heisi Oysom Avoy Nashmo is Truma, is Kodesh Kadoshim. If you eat it, you chayev misa, but I have to eat this juicy apple. Shaita, you're losing the netzach, but I have to eat the apple. This is be'etzem what the tachlis of the nozir. Like the Mshechokhba explains, the nozir breaks his taivus to understand. Sometimes a person needs to meroim him himself. Don't cry on the game. There's different steps in the game, but it's a game. The avoido is ato kodamto. Before the whole world was created, you were there. If a person will look at it, that it's a game, and you have to win the game, I'm telling you, it's so easy to pass the nisyonos. You wake up today, what is today the game? Today is cheesecake that want to eat you and you have to push them away. This is the game. Have you offered your get? No. You won the game. The more cheesecake that went in, you lost the game? So when you have the game, yeah, you want to win, right? What if there's a lot coming? It's a problem, right? At least it's easier to win. So you're upset, why am I not getting so much offers? Too much offers, maybe you will lose the game. If it starts to fall from all over, you can't manage the game, right? Then, comes after Shavuos, it's a sleeping game. Tired for a week, yeah? Again, push it away. When a person will feel like that, he will look at the nisyonos. They're small. Like I said, the shmuz, and I want to repeat it. I said a different marshal that someone told me that I didn't say. Someone told me yesterday, a gewaltig marshal. The shmuz somewhere, someone told me that. He said that it's a real story. That was a big zoo, and they would do like a big show. They had like this huge elephant with mamash, like jump mamash. At the end of the show, they took a rope, put on the elephant. They took it aside, it's a piece of wood, they tied the elephant to that, and the elephant stays. The guy asked the owners, this elephant can move a building. You're putting him to connect it to this wood that is holding in the little gate. He said, you don't understand. This elephant was born in the zoo. The first day he was born, we put a rope on him and we tied him to the gate. He tried, he couldn't. For a month he tried every day. He gave up on trying. He knows from this wood inside of his head, he can't get away. So now we just tie him on that wood, he doesn't move. This is exactly ourselves. I can't learn 12 hours. I can't be a master. Stuck to the wood. Right when you were a baby, you couldn't do it. Today you could learn and grow, and not a problem. But you have in your head, you see the wood, so 11 o'clock by night, I can't stay. See food, I have to eat. Meals, I have to go. I have to. I can't. I'll be depressed if not. B'koach nefesh. Move. One shake, the elephant is free. But he's stuck. When he was a baby, he remembered when there's a wood here, he can't do it. We have so much koiches. We could go so much ahead. Nothing is stopping us. Nothing is stopping us. We just could go and go ahead without end. Just we have to do it. We just have to do it. And if we do it, this is the way we matzliach. The parsha starts, we go back really to the beginning of the parsha. דבר בני ישראל, איש איש כי יעשו מכל חטאס האודם לימו אל מעל ויסבדו אס חטוסו אשר עשו והישי וששומוי בראשו. So the Oznaim Latoiro stells on the Oredo ויסבדו אס חטוסו אשר עשו לא שם רבי ויסבדו אס חטוסו אשר עשו. Then it says Veheishi v'sashomoy beloshen yochid. So it starts beloshen rabim, v'isvadu eschatosu masherosu, and it finishes beloshen yochid. Veheishi v'sashomoy beroishu. So he says, Rashi says, the Gemara says, what is v'isvadu? It says, shvuas Hashem tiyeh ben shneyem. So Chazal say, what is Ben Shneim? That when a person is Nishba Lashov, not only the person that makes the Shvuah gets punished, the one that caused them to be Malve without aiding and made him to cause the Shvuah Shov, he's Goyim Chil Hashem. And when a person is Goyim Chil Hashem, he needs to do Tshuva. Zondos Naim Latoiro. Veizvadu, you make vidui and the chilul Hashem, right? Kisim amal. Gemara says we're talking about Yichai when you make shvuas kfire. So both have to make vidui, but lemaise to give back the money, only the one that stole the money has to give back the money. The one that caused them to make a shavu also has to be moida. But to give back the money, only one of them has to give back the money. May the person starts with yisvadu eschatosu masherosu. Aber lemaise veheishi vesashomoy, only one of them has to. Then the pasuk is mamshich. Veish eskdoishov lo yiyu. Ish asher yiten lakoyen lo yiyeh. So the pasuk is perek hei pasuk yud. It's a very shvare pasuk bepshat. Ve'ish as kdoishov lo yiyu. Ish asher yiten lakoyen lo yiyeh. So Rashi brings down Chazal darshan like this. Medrash Agoda. If you don't give maisres, in the end you'll be left only with a tenth. Is kedoshim, but if you give, you will have a lot. This is Chazal Darsh. It's a famous goel. We say b'mei madlikim. Moses says, "Mechabes anav mei shuyore mei listim mechayes roes potu." It's below the shaitzicha legufa. Kechos al haner, kechos al hashemen, kechos al hapsilo chayev. Kechos al haner, kechos al hashemen, kechos al hapsilo chayev. Zot the goren, had to written down, amechabes haner mipnei shumisiyorim mipnei listing potu, מפני שהוא חס על הנר, חוס על השם, and he wants to save the Urim, on Chayet. What is it מפני אבול, המחאה מפני שהוא כחוס על השמן, כחוס על הפסילה, כחוס על הנר חיית. זוג דה גוין says, כה. The guy thinks that he's saving money by shutting the fire in Shabbos, that he's saving oil. You think you save money when you do Aveira? כחוס על הנר, פדים ינטר. כחוס על השמן, פדים ינטר. חיית. Because he's doing it to save money. But he's not really. The Tana says he's not. You never gain from doing the bad thing. You never gain from doing the bad thing. You're right. Sometimes in life it looks like, look how Yerem is doing so much money. Look like this person is doing so much money. What is going on here? I'm losing. And the guy that is doing wrong, look how much money he's gaining. Don't worry. I heard once a Givaldik Emosha. Person goes to a trip, comes to a hotel. It's a very expensive hotel. You know, you pay for every bottle of drink. Very expensive. Normally, you can't afford it. You can't afford it. Everything is costing tremendous amount of money. And you see people there that are mamish, you know, spending money like they don't care. You have some wealthy people, even wealthy people like to save their money. Yeah? Some people like mamish, they're ordering, like they don't even think twice. You know who they are? Two groups. People that are here for business for the company, and the hotel is on the cheshbon of the company. Stay in the hotel, be there, make the meetings. He calls meetings, he puts drinks, yeah? He orders a bottle of drink, he doesn't drink it, and that doesn't mean it's for the meeting, yeah? The person himself that is wealthy orders a bottle, he puts it in the pocket when he leaves, yeah? But the guy is on the cheshbon of the company. Or the waiters that have right to eat. They take. This world is a very expensive hotel. If you're working for Hashem, everything is on his cheshbon. If you're not working for Hashem, everything costs a fortune. So you see some people talking that they're enjoying their life, but they're not working for Hashem. So all of their mitzvahs, everything is given in this world. It's very expensive. They're eating up their schusim. They're eating up their mitzvahs. But remember, Ish Kdoishov Loyi. He will only have a tenth. But if you will give to the Kohen, then Taiki, he gets a lot. Posuk is Mamshich. So, Be'etzim Parshas Nosoi, remember. The parsha. Nosoy is roish bnei gershon gamhem bebeis avoyse. So we had in the end of last parsha we counted sheva sakehosi, mishpacha sakehosi. Now we par bnei gershon gamhem, and then bnei merori. Then we have all the parsha, all the stories, but the soida we didn't get it yet. והיא ביום קלויס מוישה לאוקי מסמישקון ואים שחו ישראל ואין קדש ישראל וסקול קיילו זה רשי I'll get back to it in a second and then we have all of the korbonas the nasim. Now, before the Nesim, bring the Korbanos, so it goes like this. From Chamishi, going back, Vayi b'yom kalos Moshe la'okim es ha'mishkol, Vayi krivu Nesim, ha'Nesim. And the Nesim bring the Korbanos, all of us know, b'yom ha'ishoy, l'litzur, b'n shdiyur, b'yom ha'shini, Shmuel ben Aminah. It's six psukim before this big Korbanos, the Nesim provided the Beis HaMikdash chutz. From all of the korbanos, they bought some carriages, some wagons that they could carry the kelim. Vayavir skobanom sheish aglois tzav. Six agolas. ונוסד עושם ללווים איש כפי עביד עושם. השתי הגולויס נוסן לבני גרשרי, וארבע הגולויס נוסן לבני מרורי, ולבני כהוס לא נוסן, כי עביד עשה כוי לשלויים, בקוטף איסו. They carried it. Shevezekehosi did not have the agolas. They had to carry with the shoulders. All of the kelim really had to be carried by the shoulders. Well, we know the oroin is the most keli that has to be carried. Chazal say that David HaMelech said, Zmiro yishoyu lichukecho bebeis megurai. אמר להקדיש ברוך הוא לדוד, דוד אתה קוירס, אתה ירס מירס, חייכו שאני משכיח לך דובר, I will make you to forget something, שאפילו תינויקו שבשרה בו נהיה לי מויס. ומהו? בקות אפיסו. This possible. אבל we הקדיש ברוך הוא made it to forget, זאת דגמור אין סוי, דוד? When they took the oro in בריס השם back from the פלישתים, דוד put it on a wagon, and it started to fall, and Uziel tried to catch it, and Hashem killed him. Peretz Uziel. So Bakot Efisou goes on everything, but we see the sea is the Orin. I heard from David Povarsky. What's the pshat? David HaMelech said, Zmiro Yisoyu Lichukech. The Teir is so gishmak. David, at Olimer Zmiro, is he calling my Teir a Zemaru? Chayecho, I will make you to forget the posuk Bakot Efisou. You will forget the posuk of Bakot Efisou. What is the vote? I will take the orin for the example. People walk, Klaus are walking, they have kroshim, everything is put on wagons. Who are the only ones that have to carry on the shoulders? Make your host. They're carrying the orin. Nebach. First, what is the message? You know, but the orin, you're not allowed to take out the body. You have to see them. The Teire is on the shoulders. You can't be zoiche to the Teire without carrying it on your shoulders. Bakot Efisou. So David, you're calling the Teire as Mirois? Chayecho shani mashkichecho posu kafiru tinekes ben rabon yoidi moiso. But something very interesting. Chazal say, what happened to the Oroi? Ha'oroi noisa es noisov. It's the first airplane. Now that the Goyen learns that every shvache guy and every sick guy and the midbo that was hard for him to walk, he would hold on to the Koyanim and it was like a whole chain. The Oroi went and thousands of people were flying with it. All the old men, everyone, man. Mamish, it was like a matzah. I don't know if exactly the Oroi went very high and everyone went or they just flew backwards. I don't know exactly how it worked because, you know, they couldn't drag on the floor. Yeah, I'm not so sure how the feet are going, it worked exactly. It's like it was a wind and they went, like, you know, like swimming. Or the oil just went up and it was like sticks. I'm not sure how they look. You have a riot, so don't bring riots in the Kumitz books. Nishkin riot, yeah? But Mikol Mekoyen, so you would think that the ones that are carrying the oro in Nebach, look, the other one get wagons. Shevet Kehos says, like, we didn't get wagons, everyone else is going down the trip. But Lemaise, they put the kelim in the wagons, they had to go walk near the wagons. They didn't sit in the wagons. The Nei Kehos in the end got the ride. Ha'or is only Bakot Efisou. But after you carry it, it carries you. Listen good. But now when you touch it, Ha'oroin noise es noisov, not as noigov. We are waiting, we touch the oroin, we wait to fly, it doesn't go. You have to do the push. I said to Ben in the Bible, I said the Va, I said 2 weeks ago, Shabbos, I decided I'm going to shite very strong. I was so tired. I finished my suit early, I went to shul, Tal Minchitov, 30 waste, one. Down with it. I was so tired. I was just falling asleep, like banging my head on the table. You know, just like tired. You wake up every 2 minutes. 20 times I tried. I just couldn't. You know, at the lines, I even didn't remember where I'm holding. You know, like very foggy. Never had it. I said, you know, it's against my hashkafa. I know if you really try very much, Hashem helps. I tried 21, 22. I closed the Gemara. I said, I'm going home. And malasot. I walked out of this medrash. Started to go back home. It was very hot. It was like a wave of heat. I just walked out of this medrash. Mamash woke up. Told myself, Lusa, what will happen? I'll walk back. I'll be tired. I said, no. Hashem is testing me if I'll go back to the Bismedrash. I walk back to the Bismedrash. I learn better than I didn't learn the last 5 years. So when you decide that only this noisa is noisov, but wait, that doesn't mean so you. Sometimes you have to close the Gemara and walk to your deer, and then it happens. Because everyone knows when you're tired in the Bismedrash, you walk to the deer, you get the karichas, yeah? Now, could be that you heard it, even if you come back, you'll be tired, you'll have to do it twice. Lama shaleh. But the klal is a oroin noise es noiso. We're standing tachas on Sinai. We're ready for Kabbalah Satayra. We have to remember a oroin noise es noiso. A oroin noise. You just have to push. My young son is 15 years old. I met him 2 days ago. He told me that normally, a lot of Yishuvim Ktanim, specifically here, they don't have dorms. For Shleishim Ha'Agbola, they let the boys to stay in the dorm. They will have Ritzufis. So, Ben Azdorim is Chazim Baba Basra. He wants to know what Mamish, with a needle, he wants to know the Chazim. So he left. I asked him, where you holding? When he left, today, Erev, Shleishim Ha'Agbola started yesterday, so the night before. It's only that memches. And his yeshiva is not a lot of money. Poor yeshiva, mesifta. The gashmas. So on the way to yeshiva, you know, my daughter's cooking food, meat, everything. So I stopped on the way to yeshiva to drop it in the yeshiva. I didn't go in. I called the yeshiva. I told this to my son to go down. I just asked him, "What are you holding?" I'm in kufches. He managed 50 blood. He's not such a hero. But the Oren Noise says myself. A little kid, 15 years old. He decided he's not stopping to learn. And he knows about the needle. Never be ready. He knows about the needle. Chazal, he knows about the needle. You could ask him in 50 blood what says, and he could answer. And he's not, I'm telling you, everyone here in this room is smarter from him. I'm telling you. I know him. Maybe I don't know you, but I know him. And he decided, there's no food, there's nothing there, but he's going to learn. And he looked, man, he looked, I saw him, he looked like, you know, like most people look this morning, he looked now. But in his eyes was a shy. I said, "Where are you holding kufches?" Hopefully, after Shmuz, I will have a whole Baba Basra. I will have a whole Baba Basra. So some 10 blat in Shnechim. I didn't learn the Nishivas, but I had to skip them. Everyone could. You think you can, you're like that elephant that can't push because it's stuck to that wood. Just move, the whole building will fall. And that's Hashem, you're going to recover.